Friends is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 48 degrees. It is 8:23.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time 8:23, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Mary Lou Pearson, longtime organizer of the Neosho Rapids Haunted House festivities, is joining us here this morning.
Oh, 31st annual Neosho Rapids Haunted House. Mary Lou, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Getting ready for a big spectacular weekend.
Well, it's spectacular. It all kicks off here this Saturday night, so... Let's see, 31 years now, huh?
I believe that's right.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's some staying power right there, and for good reason. You always put on a good show at Neosho Rapids, and tell us how this all works from start to finish, Mary Lou.
Well, we work quite a bit before it ever happens. There are a lot of people who have to do a lot of work to get ready for it, but people love it, and the community comes together, and we have a very successful haunted house lane, hay rack ride. We have a haunted maze, and people just really enjoy it. They come back year after year. You know, that's one of the things Neosho Rapids is known for, is their haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, Mary Lou, that you told me here as we were getting this interview set up a few days later, and we've been highlighting this here since you told me, is it sounds like you're stepping up the scare this year versus past years.
Well, stepping it up just a little bit, yes. We have four organizations in our community that help with this. It's the Lions Club, the Fire District, Neosho Rapids Projects Committee, and the Neosho Rapids Parks Committee. So the Parks Committee joined us this year. We just have a lot of good community help. We can't do it without. It takes, 50, 60 people each night to do this. So, it's stepped up a little bit. We try to do that every year. We just change it. It's never quite the same.
Well, it's a wonderful event. A lot of people take advantage of this. Neosho Rapids Haunted House. You have two opportunities coming up this Saturday and then a week from Saturday, which is the 28th. So when do things start here this Saturday, Mary Lou?
We start selling tickets at 6 o'clock, and we quit selling tickets at 10:30. The first wagon goes out as soon as it's dark, so that can be, around 7 o'clock. There's food at the concession stand in the senior center, and I think what else? We have, like I said, the wagons go out about every 15 minutes.
Okay.
And we just have a really good time down there. I usually work at the haunted house, so I don't get down to the lane. But the only time I went to the lane, I got so scared I didn't want to go again. So
there's your testimonial right there.
Yeah, and that's before you get to the haunted house.
Right.
Hey, buddy.
And the hay rack ride. People love that hay rack ride. That's something they don't get to do.
So basically, you go to the senior center. You can ask some concessions there, and then you hop on the hay rack ride. How long is that? How far does that go?
Well, about an hour. It's not quite an hour, but close. Just kind of depends.
So with the hay rack ride, that takes you to the house, right?
Then we go take a hay rack ride to the lane.
Okay.
And then there's quite a bit of hay rack ride, and then they come to the house. Then they do the house. And they do the maze, and we have a tunnel, and just all kinds of things in our yard.
Man.
It's a fun deal. People get pretty scared sometimes, and we do have a little safe house for little children, and we have a lot of big children that have to go there.
That was going to be my question. It's kind of like, well, what do you do with the kids at heart that just all of a sudden they get a little weak in the knee? Where do they go besides screaming down K-130?
We have a spot for them, and we also, and I know a number of adults that have gone in there. They just didn't want to go. They got too scared, so they came in there, too. So that's always kind of fun when you see that, too.
Well, that's incredible. So you register at the senior center, you go the hay rack ride, you're down the lane, and you've got the house and then a maze, all kinds of things.
Right.
So
right.
What is admission?
Admission is $10, but if they bring a can of food, it's only $9. And we sometimes end up with 400 or 500 cans of food, which is wonderful because then we send it to the food pantry.
Awesome. And that's your own food pantry that you have in Neosho Rapids?
It's in Hartford.
In Hartford? Okay. Well, let me just ask you, on that front, have you been told what type of non-perishable food items that the Hartford pantry needs right now? I know we've been talking about our drive, you know, the drive for food for the Emporia Salvation Army and Spartan Stop, which is about half an hour from officially doing the pickups. But what are some of the products that you've been told that
you
need?
You know, those non-perishable boxes of, you know, Hamburger Helper, that kind of stuff, is great, too. You know, we like to have that, too. But canned foods, vegetables, and fruits, you know, that's tuna. Tuna's another good one, too. So we get quite a few.
Good.
We're real proud of that when we get through, you know, that we have all those canned foods to donate.
All right, so this Saturday, October 21st, and then next Saturday, October the 28th in Neosho Rapids. Basically, you just take I-35 at exit 141, turn south 3 miles, then look for 6th Street in Neosho Rapids, and boom, you'll be at the Senior Center, and let the fun begin then, huh?
Okay, but let's see, you said 3 miles. It's just two. If they go, they just have to go over the railroad track and then turn right, okay?
So I was just going off this flyer here. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
So we'll change that to two then.
Okay.
And, good idea.
And one way or the other, it'll be a scream.
It'll be
a scream, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, come out, and we'll let you go through.
Ooh!
if you can handle it.
If you're man enough, right?
If you dare.
Well, it's a great event, and proceeds go where, Mary Lou?
It goes to the four different organizations, and they fire district used to use it for training, and Lions Club, we do scholarships and that kind of thing with ours. The projects committee continue with our projects, and the park committee will put it towards the park. So everybody has a spot in there, and they all get some money out of it, and it's a win-win deal.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, Mary Lou, thanks so much. Hope you have a phenomenal turnout, and hopefully everybody's contained to that area as opposed to screaming down K-130.
We will have a spooktacular time.
Yes, you will. Mary Lou, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Have a good day. Mary Lou Pearson talking about the 31st Annual Neosho Rapids Haunted House this Saturday and next Saturday, the 21st and 28th, all for a good cause. And they put together a really good Halloween event there.
Boy, they do. Just wanted to let you know here that as we look here at the live and local